to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
A happy tiny Friday, Thursday. It's Nico, Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Got to shout out everybody who came out to Lone Butte yesterday for the Koozie Stop number 2.
Was it popping?
It was popping. It was busy. It was fun. And the best part about it, which I didn't realize we were going to do, is those that did not win koozies through the Plinko, because if you don't know, if you come to one of our koozie stops, you get to play pink Plinko.
Yes, and it's a very low key, like very chill ticket stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not very difficult.
No.
But also, like, it's challenging, whatever. People were not winning as often as we thought they would. So by the time it was time for the drawing, we still had a lot of koozies left over for the drawing.
Yeah.
So instead of just doing 10 pairs of tickets, we ended up doing 15 pairs of tickets.
I love that.
So it was great. A lot of people that were excited about winning tickets got them. So shout out to you. Those that did not, keep your chin up. Please, don't lose faith.
There's still a lot more to go.
There's a ton to go. There's a ton of ticket stops to go. Koozie stops to go. So have faith. A lot of people are excited for Sam Hunt. I know we are. July 9th is going down at the Wild Horse Pass showroom, and it's going to be a great show.
I did also hear from a little birdie that there's a potential for more ticket stops to be added to the schedule. So be prepared and be ready.
Be ready.
Yes.
Yes. And I know a lot of people are coming already double dipping.
They'll do it because there's no... How do I say this without saying this? The rules on this one are pretty lax.
A little loosey-goosey?
They're a little loosey-goosey, so...
Okay.
Come and get what you can get.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Fantastic.
Like, normally, when you win tickets, we have to do paperwork and all the things, so you have to have a Arizona driver's license.
Yeah.
It's not like that for this one.
Okay.
So...
breaking the law.
Oh, yes. Love that.
All right. Sounds great. So, again, check out our ticket stops. Next one is probably me somewhere. I think Cheyenne's going out of town this weekend. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. My little brother's getting married.
Oh.
I know.
How's the speech coming along?
It's not.
Very fantastic.
I tried to put a lot of work into it yesterday, and it just... I think I've been so busy that my brain's like, love, out the door.
Yeah.
Comedy? What is that after 10 a.m.? I don't know. Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
We need to figure it out after 6 a.m. here, Cheyenne.
I know. So for the next hour, that's what I'll be doing, writing my speech.
All right. Well, I wish you good luck. Get prepared, okay? Because I know it's a big deal for your brother and your whole entire family.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Everyone's going to want you to shine because... You do what you do.
I know. It's a lot of pressure.
It's one of those things when they hand the microphone to the girl on the radio, they go, she's going to crush it.
I was thinking I'd just be like, hey, thanks for coming. It's an open bar. Food's almost ready. Finger pistols and I'm out.
And then do like a weird sign off.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, fantastic.
I'm going back to Arizona where it's not 65 degrees. Bye.
Oh, you're going to enjoy that, though.
It's a cold 65 in the mountains.
It's brutal. Ugh. In the hills of Washington. Oh, well, good luck with that.
Oh, thanks.
All right, coming up on the show, 7:30, another opportunity to guess the secret sound. If you want these huge Morgan Wallen tickets, 4 of them.
4, not even a pair.
Yeah.
A pair times two.
So let's get into a show. Let's go, Camel Nation.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Can we just first and foremost give it up to Molly for being a super mommy?
Oh, love that. Always.
She's been carrying the weight of her family, and her husband Jesse wants to express how much he loves her and how much he appreciates her.
Oh, I love this already.
So, unlike most breaking news, this is going to be a nice heartfelt one.
I love it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Molly?
Who is this?
Hi, Molly. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news for you today.
You're from where?
I'm from Nico Breaks the News. My name's Nico. Hi.
Okay. What are you selling? What do you want?
That's a shame. I'm not selling anything. Your husband Jesse has reached out to me and said that he wants to tell you some news.
Oh. Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He said that he has no idea how he got his anesthesiologist degree without you.
Oh.
He said he's grateful that you carried the load of the family on your back all these years, and there's no way he could ever repay you for that.
I'm so proud of him because that really was not easy, and he put in some hours. So, yeah, Jesse's amazing. He's amazing. I'm so proud of him.
He also said that now that he's graduated, he's going to take some time for himself, about a year, and take a break from, you know, education and working.
Excuse me, what?
He said that now that he's graduated, he's going to take a year off to find himself and have a little break from work.
No, that's not how this works.
I am not.
I don't support you through school.
I'm just the messenger.
You take off.
I'm just the messenger. It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. I'm just kidding about that last part there, Molly. He actually said that he booked you guys a trip to Greece this summer.
Hey.
You,
oh
and
my God,
Jesse, are going to Greece.
I was about to call Jesse and go, what the hell?
What do you mean yourself? That's funny.
He said he's been promising you a trip when it's finally over and he graduated. Can you believe he actually graduated?
I know. It was some hours. I felt like we both have been working for that degree.
I deserve one just because.
There was one last note that he put there in the bottom of the email, and it said that he's going to have to bring Nico, that's me, along as a travel guide. I'm very good on travel guiding. I'm a travel guide.
You did not pay for that education. You were not there. Thank you for, wait a minute, is the trip real?
Yes. As far as I know, I did not book it, but I think the trip's real.
Well, congratulations, Molly. That's going to be so much fun.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be so much fun. He's got jokes. Okay. But that's something we can laugh about because, man, I was getting ready to take a year off? Like, oh no, you got to go to work. It's time for you to bring the money in, honey.
Yeah.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
As it gets hotter in the valley, it's Nico and Cheyenne, by the way. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
As it gets hotter in the valley, I dread one thing and one thing only.
Okay.
Running from my car to the inside of a store or some type of establishment.
Yeah, those parking lots, they get so hot.
It is blazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be blazing hot this summer.
Yeah.
And what really grinds my gears is when I'm looking for a parking spot and I see headlights on in a car and it's just sitting there. It's just marinating. The AC's on. They're just sitting there all willy-nilly, probably texting somebody or scrolling through their phone while I am looking for a parking spot. I hate these people. I feel like if you start your car, you have a 30-second time limit to vacate that parking spot.
Hate is such a strong
word. Or you
for
get
this
a ticket.
Scenario.
You're going to get a ticket from me.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I do this. This is me.
You are this person.
I am. But here's the thing, okay? Sometimes the only peace and quiet that I get.
Find a side street.
No.
Yeah.
I know because I am safe in the parking lot.
Don't use my parking lot.
You know, there's lots of better places you can do that.
Nope. That's kind of like when I disassociate. And I will space out. I will disassociate from life and just stare at my steering wheel.
I see you people.
Yeah. So
zonked out, staring off into the nothingness while I'm going, dang, man, I got to park 3/4 of a mile away because somebody's just hanging out in the AC.
I also don't plan it.
I saw one lady reading a book.
Okay, that's different. If I know that I'm going to do it, I'll park in the back of the parking lot. Like, I'm not a monster. I just said
sometimes it doesn't happen intentionally. Sometimes you just zone out.
I do. I don't. And again, it's not intentional. I'll just disassociate.
I know, but I feel like a lot of people can relate to that aspect of it. I mean, we're all one notch away from a mentee bee, but...
hold on. I need to say the fact that you just called that a mentee bee.
Got to be conscious of other people's time and stuff. I don't want to be that kind of jerk.
No offense, but your time ain't my problem.
Dang, so, that's cold.
It's not. Like,
even at my worst, I'm still thinking of other people.
If I need to disassociate for a minute, I'm going to disassociate. Like, sorry, but...
I'll give you a minute, and that's it. Anything over a minute, now you're on my time.
Guess what? Honk at me.
I will honk.
You want to know the other thing that I do, too? You guys are going to hate this, too.
Throw a shopping cart at your car.
Wake up! If I am walking to my car, and you see me walk to my car, and you decide to stop and wait for me to get in my car and leave...
That's not going
to
make you pick up the pace?
You bet your bottom dollar I am taking my sweet time.
What? That's mean for no reason.
No, rude. It's not. Because to me, it's rude that you're making me feel rushed.
Yeah, but they're showing some
hustle.
I don't
care.
Where is the compassion?
It's not about compassion. Like, it's just you're making me feel like my time is pressed now, and I don't like that.
I don't know.
I've never done that to someone.
It's just kind of, it's in my DNA to be like a little extra helpful for anybody.
Which is great.
When someone is selfish and they're just sitting there in a parking spot, and that's where this all started because it happened to me recently, and it's like I said, it started to get toasty. I get a little bit more irritable when I'm
commuting problem.
From my car to the inside of the store.
You getting more irritated, that's a you problem.
It is a me problem, but it's because people are sitting in their cars.
So? You don't know what they got going on with their day.
I feel like I'm watching two mirrors facing each other. This is wild.
Maybe they just got a bad phone call. You don't know. Now you're getting mad at somebody. You don't even know what's going on in their day.
Well, now, if there's, like, a reason...
You don't know, though!
Like, their car's broken down...
You don't know.
I don't know, but 99% of the time, it's someone just lollygagging, and I can't handle lollygagging. You got to keep it moving. Hey, keep it moving.
Says the guy who likes to lollygag in stores.
I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not taking up somebody's airspace. And who's right here? 602-894-5653. Camel Nation, settle the debate now. It's become. I thought I was just getting something off my chest, but is it okay to sit in your car in the parking lot when clearly people are trying to park there? 602-894-5653. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So we just talked about the annoyances of people like you, Cheyenne.
Wow.
No offense. And apparently Eddie in Peoria's got a quick fix for this situation, or something he does to make himself feel better about it.
I'm not sure if I want to hear this, but lay it on me.
All right. Eddie, good morning.
Hey, guys. I wanted to let you in on a little mental health trick.
Okay.
That you might like.
I love good mental health tricks.
Because this stuff stresses me out like crazy.
So to kind of take the edge off of living in society, sometimes I carry around a little pack of Post-its in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
So I can leave happy little messages for annoying people.
Okay.
Please do explain.
Yeah, I have no problem writing "nice parking job" on a Post-it and sticking it on your driver's side window. I'm fine with doing that.
For somebody who clearly did not park well.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if you're in the lot on your phone when I'm behind you trying to park and get my life going here, I'll leave you a little note about that too. Like, you know, really appreciate you wasting 20 minutes of my life. That was great.
Yes. Passive aggressive.
So passive aggressive.
I need to start doing this. Yeah. This is right up my alley.
It is.
It makes me feel better.
With my luck, though, somebody will be like, "You put a Post-it note on my car, I will kill you."
Right? Absolutely. I feel like if I knew that I was sitting in my car or something, and like that's why you wrote the note on my car, I would probably look at it and laugh out loud.
Not going to lie. If I saw you sitting in your car specifically, and I had a Post-it note and I didn't know you, I would put it right on the windshield.
And then I would probably laugh.
Okay. I'm going to make her use her wipers right now. Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Well, as you guys know, I am leaving for my brother's wedding here in a couple of hours. I'm very excited about it. And obviously, I'm a bridesmaid, so I had to get a bridesmaid's dress.
Mm-hmm.
As of yesterday, I didn't know if my dress was going to be ready in time.
Yeah.
Because my seamstress texted me and said, "I don't know if I'm going to have this ready in time."
Shocker.
My worries were valid. But she did text me at about 4 o'clock yesterday. Not only was my dress ready, but it was ready early. And I picked it up and it fits and it's beautiful and I can't wait to wear it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Bradley and Glendale, what do you got for us?
I am feeling really good right now. There was a raise that I put in for at work. I really didn't think I was going to get it, but I have been busting my butt constantly. And yesterday, the raise came through, and I couldn't be more ecstatic to have that little bit of extra cash in my bank account. So I'm really happy. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Woo!
That's awesome. Congratulations. Because a little bit of cash in your pocket's always nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you so much. Makes all the difference.
Also, if you're single, I know somebody for you. Her name is Cheyenne. now that you have this extra income, you know, take her out on a date or something.
Oh, my God. Okay, have a great day.
Take care.
Every single day at this time, we're throwing out some love to you, Camel Nation. It's called Can I Get an Amen?
This is our chance to celebrate with you guys, no matter how big or how small, and also kind of how goofy it is. Like, your little wins that you just really don't need to tell anybody about, but maybe you want a little, like, hey, good job.
We'll give you a little shine.
That's what we're here for.
602-894-5653. Call in your amens now.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning.
Who is this? Where are you from?
My name is Stacy. I'm from Glendale.
Stacy in Glendale.
You're call number 8. Congratulations.
Yes, Stacy.
That was so hard.
Well, it's paid off because you're here.
And it only gets easier from here, Stacy.
Absolutely.
I hope so. I've been researching.
Okay.
I love that. Well, it is time for the secret sound. We do it every morning on Nico and Cheyenne. At this time at 7:30, Cheyenne, what could they win?
If you guess the secret sound, you could win 4 tickets to see Morgan Wallen July 18th when he is at State Farm Stadium.
All right. And Stacy is prepped and ready to go, right, Stace?
I am.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Stacy in Glendale, it's time for The Secret Sound. This is it.
Stacy, you've been researching. What do you think The Secret Sound is?
A train conductor whistle.
Ooh.
Oh, man. I know exactly what that sounds like.
I hear that.
Because my son loves trains. But no, it's not right, Stacy.
No.
That was a great guess, though.
Although, as I look at the previous clues that we've had, I see how you're getting there minus one. I think there's one clue that if you had it, you probably wouldn't have gone there.
Check out the full list, guys, right on our website, camel1079.com. Get another clue today at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron. Stacy, I hope you get through again and another shot at the secret sound, okay?
All right. Thank you.
It is Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So my buddy's on the job hunt. He was unfortunately downsized recently.
Oh, that's the worst.
And he works in the corporate world where appearances, social media presence, all that stuff matters to an employer.
Yeah.
And then he has a voicemail. I'm like, what, bro? What? Stop it. Can't you just be like, hi, you've reached Christian. Thanks for calling. I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Please leave a message. Yeah.
Boom.
It's childish.
No, it's playful.
No.
And silly. And actually, I'm going to call him right now and show you.
You reached the voicemail for Christian. Since you've been brave enough to make it this far, please claim your prize and leave a message. Thank you.
it's not terrible.
It's not as bad as it could be.
But also, like, get your stuff together, dude. That's like wearing, like, a ruffly tuxedo to an interview.
That voicemail is the tuxedo shirt version
right?
of a voicemail.
Like, don't do that.
Okay, scale of 1 to 5, if you were an employer calling him, what are the odds you leave a voicemail for him to call you back?
I have a good personality. And I would not think it's super unprofessional, but I could see how definitely I've had some pretty serious bosses back in the day where I'm like, oh, you can't.
They would not be down for that.
You can't like be unprofessional.
Yeah.
And that is unprofessional.
That's hilarious to me.
I mean, look, we make jokes for a living. We have fun. Like, clearly my voicemail is not going to be your old buttoned up. Thank you so much for calling. Please leave a message.
My voicemail is super buttoned up. My, is it yeah, really? It's like, hey, you've reached IAM. I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Oh, wow.
I think it's my voicemail. Yeah.
I still have a friend in his 40s that has the tiredest phone joke of all time where he pretends like he answers the phone.
Oh. Those are the worst.
The early 2000s called and want your voicemail back.
And it's not like he's had it for 20 years. He just did it like in the last year. And
I'm
like,
updating
it? He renewed it?
Like he brought it back as if it was going to be some oldie but goodie where we're going to be like, oh man, how'd you think of that?
No!
Come on.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Hey.
I,
how's
yeah.
good? Oh, just kidding. This is my voicemail. Please leave a message.
Which, by the way, doesn't really work with certain cell phone providers because it lets you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So depending on who you're with, it'll let you know
that.
You're
going to
voicemail. So it doesn't sound like a real pickup anymore. So I'm like, bro, you're missing the mark on so many levels.
That's terrible.
It's his Peter Pan stance, though, it sounds like.
For sure.
Yeah, no, it's very childish. And the fact that he's sticking to it so much that he's updating it. Yeah.
It's the updating it it's for me that's wild. Like, okay, that's a choice.
Some people are childish to the end, Cheyenne, and I get it.
It's their Peter Pan. It's the Peter Pan in them.
It is. And yeah. You know what? If there's something that you do that's a bit childish, let's have some fun and talk about it. 602-894-5653. You can text us or call us. 602-894-5653. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Lexi and Levine, what makes your husband childish?
The minute he hears the ice cream truck, that music that's playing, whatever he's doing, the kids are, you know, they playing or so forth, he'll knock them out. They want to go, too, to the ice cream truck.
He knocks the kids out of the way.
He knocks them out of the way, runs out the house, half dressed. And they want ice cream, too. And they're, Daddy, Daddy. No, he's running to the truck so that he can be first. Even the neighbor's kids.
It feels like the ice cream truck brings your husband a lot of joy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, it does. But he orders for everybody else.
What I'm picturing is he's the kind of guy who has one sneaker on and he's jumping on one foot out the door, going down the stairs while he's holding the other sneaker in his hand. Yeah. And then he kind of like finds a way to slide the other one in, but it's not really on.
Yeah.
He's kind of like,
it's like scooting now
stepping
at this point.
On the heel part.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's just trying to get out the door so quickly.
Right. You must know him, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I do know him.
We've witnessed it a couple times. We saw it in the neighborhood.
Nico's like, I am him.
All right.
This is his, Lexi, this is his battle cry. You know, he hears the horn going.
Yeah.
And he's got to be first on the front lines in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't blame him. Those ice cream sandwiches, they be bussin'.
Yes, they do. They are delicious.
They hit different from the ice cream
exactly.
man versus the store, even though we know that he bought them from a store.
They taste way different.
Exactly.
I'm getting like also a similar vibe from like a Black Friday sale at a Best Buy.
Mm,
like your husband is the guy that's standing out in front of that door like, no one's getting a better deal on a 19-inch monitor than me right now.
Correct. Yeah.
This that's
is
the
his,
vibe.
This is his Black
For
Friday.
Sure.
Yeah.
No. That's him.
I feel it.
You know him.
You guys know I went to California for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
It almost didn't happen.
Why?
Because this dang real ID BS. I've been telling you, I hate this thing. I've tried to make appointments. I've tried to get one. I was unsuccessful. I didn't
work. You mean, hold on. You mean, okay. You mean the
I like how you always look at me, don't it?
It's like, because you're the gauge of, can I do that?
If you have to look, that's your answer.
Did you bleep all that out? Okay.
You should.
Let me rephrase. Let me rephrase. Sir, you did not bring the proper paperwork. Fell through. Did not get the real ID. Thought, no problem. I'll just travel with my passport. I've always done that. I didn't have a travel ID before.
Right. But also, it's not like you had 3 years to get your real ID.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm looking. I get home. I'm looking for my passport now. I didn't
You're
think,
looking
I
for
didn't
it?
Think I had to look for it. We have a binder that says all the important information. Life insurance information. Blah, blah, blah. Justin's blah, blah, blah. Birth certificates. Social security passports. We have a file for it.
Yeah.
It's not in there.
No.
Now I'm beginning to panic. I'm doing a little bit of a sweat job.
Yeah.
Now I decide to tell Dana.
How long before your flight?
Oh, we are about 1.5 hours from boarding. So I'm like, oh my God, if I get to the DMV, it's Friday afternoon. If I get to the DMV, it's only about 10 minutes away from my house.
Okay.
I can possibly get a temporary, and then they mail it to you a couple days later. But I can possibly get a temporary that will get me on a flight because I can't travel. I am now past the travel deadline of just traveling with your identification.
Right.
I bolt. DMV. I'm standing online. There's 25 people in front of me.
Oh my, which is going to take you all day.
I'm doing panic math.
Yeah.
If this person with this person, maybe they're grouped up, and then this person, I'm about to start bribing everybody online, going, hey, $10, can I skip you? So now 35, 45 minutes have gone by. Now we need to board in about an hour-ish. And I live 30 minutes from the airport.
Yeah, you will, especially without traffic?
30 minutes, 10 people left online in front of me. No chance this is happening. So now I'm freaking out. And Dana, mind you, is also freaking out.
Oh, I'm my beautiful wife.
She's looking for it everywhere. I'm not missing this trip to California to see my friends. So I tell everybody in the line, I'm like, hey, you know, I tried to get a real ID once and they denied me because I didn't have the proper paperwork and I lost my passport and I don't know where the heck it was. It's always in this one spot. For some reason, it's not in that spot. And so everybody around me is like invested in this. And they're like, oh man, I hope you make it.
I mean, respectfully, if anybody can make anyone invest in a story, it's you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're the guy.
I really started chatting with everybody.
I'm sure you did.
Because I'm checking my watch every 5 seconds, looking at how much time I got left. You know, my phone's ringing. I'm like, hello?
And it's Dana. You're holding it out.
So like, finally, the phone does ring. It's Dana. I go, tell me you found my passport. She goes, I found it, you idiot. Everybody in the line, I go, she found it. They all started clapping for me. I was like, I gotta get out of here. And then I said to her on the way out, I go, are you sure? I don't know why I said, are you sure?
Is it mine? Are you looking at my picture?
Yeah, I was like, is it like, because I thought maybe it was like an expired one or something. I don't know why. I just panicked because I didn't want to get out of the line.
Right.
Because I didn't know if somebody would be, you know, oh, you got out of line. So I panicked and I went, are you sure? And they were like, yes, just go. Everyone's like, go, Nico. No, you're going to make it. You're going to make your flight.
He's going to make it. That's exhausting.
I haven't panicked like that. I haven't had a really good panic like that in a long time.
This is prime example 899 as to why I pack and everything is ready to go.
Oh yeah.
2 to 3 days before I go anywhere. Because something like that would happen to me.
I waited to the last second. It was such a bad idea.
You're lucky you survived.
Yeah.
Because if I was Dana, you might not have. The minute you told me that passport was lost.
Yeah.
There would have been a loss of life.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was teetering on loss of life. Thankfully, we made it out. We made it to California. Everybody won! Everything is awesome! It is Nico and Cheyenne on Camel. Morning, y'all.
Morning! My 8-year-old, my sweet, sweet baby angel, Easton, is at a new phase in life where he does not let me live things down.
Oh.
I did one thing one time, like 2.5 years ago, and he's still throwing it in my face. To the point where it's like, can you shut up already?
What?
I know. Now, we're back home. We're staying at my mom's house. We're home specifically because one of my childhood friends was getting married.
Yeah.
So I'm there, you know, I'm getting a little loosey-goosey at the wedding.
Yeah, it's your best friend's wedding.
Yeah, I got a little too loosey-goosey, and I partook in some things outside of alcohol, along with alcohol. And when the forces combined, it was a bad day for mom.
Okay.
I was not driving. My mom dropped me off because I knew I was going to drink.
Yeah.
Everything else just kind of came being around, you know, the bad influences of your childhood. So my mom, I call my mom. My mom comes to get me. It's only 8:30, by the way.
Oh, my God.
The wedding started at 6.
Dang. Okay. That's called going hard full throttle.
So my mom, she comes to get me. Easton's in the car as we're driving. My body says, and I had to vomit.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the way that I was pointing meant that a lot of it got on my mom's Tahoe.
Oh.
Okay, and my child witnessed this. Now, I do not overconsume ever if my kids are present.
Yeah.
Not, this is the...
And you weren't consuming around your kids.
No, I wasn't. It was just the aftermath of just being, I was being irresponsible.
Yeah.
I was having fun and being irresponsible, and I've never, it's the only time he's ever seen me in this, like, in this state.
Yeah.
It's never happened since, nor did it prior. So it's the one time.
Dang.
It's the one time I am home with all of my childhood friends. We're celebrating, having a good time. My body said no more. Tried to get rid of everything. He witnessed it. And now every time anyone brings up drinking or throwing up, he says, remember that one time when you got drunk and threw up on Meme's Tahoe?
You know that's the problem, right? Is that it was only one time. If you did this once a week, it would become
less of a story.
He would be desensitized to it. Yeah.
That's the problem.
Way
the
less
problem
of a story.
Is I'm too good of a parent, apparently, and I don't overconsume in front of my kids.
And you probably get shocked when he says it to you. You're like, oh, come on, Easton!
I'm like,
if you didn't
up.
Get shocked and you were just like, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And watch out or I'll do it again on you.
Next time, you're going to be
I mean, you
got to
fire back with something.
I don't.
Hey,
just
remember that like 4-year period where you crapped your pants every day?
Remember when you had a full-on blowout and it got everywhere?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I got receipts, bro.
See, maybe that's a better approach.
There you
maybe
go.
The
Turn
approach
it back
is to gaslight him. Yeah. It's fine. Not a big deal.
Unfortunately, my son picks up on everything.
It's the best,
everything.
Worst thing.
I could literally be whispering to my wife 200 yards away, and he'd be like, I knew you would say that, Dada.
Yes.
I'm like, why are you so inquisitive, man? Because
also,
they're picking up on things.
Don't listen.
Yeah.
Well, A and B conversation. See your way right out.
Well, your kid will never let you he will never let you live that down, unfortunately.
No. It's going to be in his high school graduation speech. I'm pretty sure of it.
I kind of love that.
I don't.
He will use it in a speech sometime at your wedding.
What was the changing moment in your life when you decided to make these decisions? Well, one time when I was 6, my mom threw up on my Memphis Tahoe.
We want to hear from the Camel Nation on this one. 602-894-5653. Did your kid ever harbor something and use it on you?
It's all the time.
Call us or text us. 602-894-5653. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So you heard the story. Cheyenne embarrassed herself thoroughly in front of her kid. But he was very young. Hopefully he'll let up soon.
I honestly don't think so. And again, I would like to reiterate, this is the only time my kid has ever seen me intoxicated. I do not overconsume in front of my kids. So
it's
this was a wild one-off.
Uh-huh.
When I was back home.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I was with high school friends.
That
okay?
was the Washington Wild Mama right there.
Yeah. She don't do that no more.
All right. We got Stephanie in Avondale on the phone. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Did you ever embarrass yourself in front of your kids?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
All right, make me feel like I'm not alone. What do they not let you live down, Stephanie?
We were in the middle of Walmart, and it's so embarrassing. I pooped my pants.
No.
Ooh.
Yes.
Was it like, I have to know the extent of it. Was it like, it was like not solid?
Do you ever, so it was the tail end of a bug that I had, and this particular thing, it's like, it gave me no warning, like when I had to go to the bathroom, like I had to go to the bathroom right then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was with my kids this one time, and I did not make it, and they do not let me live this down, like when I, you know, when they're going to the bathroom, I'm like, guys, make sure, you know, get it in the toilet. Don't spray it all. They're like,
yeah, because
mom,
boys pee everywhere.
They pee everywhere.
Yeah.
But they're like, well, mom, at least we make it to the bathroom.
No. That's not even bringing it up at opportune moments. That is literally, that is putting salt on the wound.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I would destroy you also. If we were passing by like the baby aisle, I'd be like, hey, mom. Might need to get you some diapers or something.
No! Oh, man. That's awful. Well, Stephanie, thank you for letting me know that I am not alone.
You're not alone.
And that kids everywhere do this when we embarrass ourselves.
It is Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Sam Hunt is coming to town. He's coming to town. He's coming to town.
Riding on a pony.
If you want to go see him,
you got to go to Koozie Stops.
Get your koozies at the stops. Get your koozies at the stops. Get your koozies at the stops. The next one's with Cheyenne.
That was the best thing that's happened all morning.
All right, it's not until Wednesday, so you got some time at VQueva. Yeah. So plan out your availability because it is at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if you work till like 5:30, you need to bust your butt down to VQueva.
Drive responsibly.
Of course.
And I'll be there for an hour, so you have plenty of time to get there.
Yeah, but you know what you can get access to a little bit quicker? Morgan Wallen tickets.
Yes, you can. It's all you got to do is guess the secret sound.
That's it.
It's not that hard.
Super simple.
No big deal.
Just tell us what it is.
It's fine.
Here's the secret sound. it's not an easy one.
It's but not.
We are trying to make it easier for you. We got another clue coming up with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron at 5.
Yeah, so grab that. And if you need the previous clues because you haven't been following along, or maybe this is the first time you're hearing about it, go to camel1079.com and you can get all of the clues leading up to today.
Boom, they're all listed right there. And on that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 1079.